to on Wednesday. Continued.
The Mitzias is like that. That's a Farachis. Upoir, Mizanekis Name, Ney, the Hodo, the Moke, Neil Man, Raymond, Bad the Raguay, was a name of Bad the Moke, Udose, Chief Dose, Bad the Raguay, Mel, Kim Raguay, Bo, Umakish, Bodil, was a Talmayo, said Amin Boke, and Raguay, at Talishin Rash, because shall Mashe Pirish, the Medesief shall resume in Kain, a man look at quality Medes. If the Mitzias is that the Medes is the Efshalom, Rizanik, so the crucial distinction is between the difference, the distinction between Shizeses and Rizanekes. So why do they have to mention Imedes? Imedes is only Shizeses, so the male, let him say. Let him not discuss Imedes, let him not discuss Shizeses, let him just discuss Shizeses versus Migaleches. Shizeses is male, so all Imedes is Shizeses, so male it's male, and certain Shizeses is also Shizeses, so it's Neo. And then, Mikalachas is Neo. Why does he have to mention Imedes? Because Shalma Shepir in Imedes, he has to say, give them a look of all Imedes. Lo Yisne Yisne Yisheves, believe him is an excellent Shizeses. Yesh Li Yashiv, Pir Shakun Tres, the Nokat Imedes, which should be psychically when she says, so I guess, in Ami Mishim Rabi, is in Nokatlo, that few will be Imedes, she in Rachma Nifta Mitai, the Nifta, the Oid Yesh Li Nah, the Imedes Shapir, אפשר לזנק והמקשה הוא יוסוב אותנו את סוב דבית יש לי מה להסחיל את הרשי סופה את קודת רשי שיט דבית יש לי מה is counter to רשי so the medes shapir אפשר לזנק that it's not like Rashi says that the medes is always he says it can be מזנקס by medes too והמקשה הוא יוסוב למס לסנאיר בכל עניין Bein bishise bein bishim. Not as Rashi explains that the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah has reference to Shizeses. No, the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah has reference to both, to Shizeses and to the Zanekes. Ulach epovir, ma'ish ne'imedes ditmeyo. Mishim choder eyese, dein rachmo niftach. Niftach, because if she sits down, so then she can move away her feet, and she can open up the opening. So, but so Mashiim Kinimedes, so she cannot spread out her feet. So Melei Rachmon Yiftach. So Ma'ish Nishmon the Machshes of Masnis Nair Bchalim Bein Bishise Bein Bzino. Uloche Porch Ma'ish Nishmon Yiftach Meyom Bishmuchod Reyes. The Rachmon Yiftach. The Rachman Yiftach, since she cannot spread out, so maybe she is on the straight. If a woman can spread out the feet, so then she's not on the straight. So, but if she's in Medes, so there is the Reyese, in Rachman Yiftach, she cannot spread out her feet. After that is the Nekes, so it's only Chodel Reyese, in other words, where is Hotra Miragwaim, under what circumstances is the phenomenon of Hotra Miragwaim not a pastor? Under circumstances of strength. But there are two types of circumstances of strength. One type of circumstance of strain is because she cannot spread out her feet. She is under strain. Circumstance of stray when the urine drips instead of coming out in a jet. So the Tashmi Gemara is as follows. Ma'ish ne'imedes ditmeyo. Mishum chodere yeseh, because there is a circumstance of stray. Dein rachmon yiftach, she cannot widen, she cannot spread out her feet. Afal gav din zanekes. So that's a circumstance of relaxation, is zanekes. But since she's subjected to one circumstance of strength, of not being able to spread out the feet, so you already change. Maybe it's Hodam Miraglaim Limokeya. Maybe the woman is sick, and because of the sickness, so the urine goes through the wrong channel. So there is no. So, משום חודה, אף אחד מזנקס ישה, אף מזנקס שישה וסנמת איתנאו היכן איש איססס בקוז איף שיש איססס so again she's on the strain because if let's say if a woman passes water standing then she's on the strain if a woman passes water and the water and the urine drips she's again on the strain some melee So we should also be chayshish. Maybe it's another requirement. Okay. On Shana, the kula ayra davke b'mzalekis. Kula ayra davke b'mzalekis. So that means that even by mzalekis there is a difference between imedes and nishanes. According to Rashi, if the mitzias would be that she is imedes and mzalekis. So then she would be tail. But the mitzias usually is that every medes is not mizalekes. But suppose we know that she was a medes and still she was mizalekes, so she's tail at Pamit Rashi. According to Tesis, even if we know, even if it's established that she was mizalekes, but as long as she is a medes, so she's on the strain, so Ramir is chenshish, less it's hotter miraglaimabon. משם נקרא את אף מזנקס, עוד אמרתי יושבת גופליס, נתניה בשטסס, בשביל נקרא להשמיר, מנס מיועי, אפילו מזנקס. ואוי, יש לי מה אדם, רק שסוב עדיין מסיס בשטסס, ומזנקס אפילו למנס תאו, זה לא כלמי מההודה, הוי הוא מזנקס, הוא לא אחרי פה, איך ישבס, כי בשטסס וכחוד לא יעשה, ומשם, די רב מזנקס, אבל לא אחרי מדס מיוע, היא כלמי מההודה, ובינון טלטל דבוסה, So according to Rashi, the only situation where we are chishish for Hodom Rabbanu Mokir is if the urine drips. It doesn't come out in form of Gulach. Gulach, according to Tesis. So there are two situations, there are two circumstances under which Rabbi Meir is chishish less it's so the phenomenon of Adam Raglan Mokia took place. In other words, as long as there is one circumstance of strain, whether the circumstance of strain consists in dripping, or the circumstance of strain consists in standing, so we have to be chenshish. So when is Rabbi not chenshish for Menido, for Damnido? That is, if it's started with the Buse. When neither circumstance of strain is there. In other words, she is Mikalaches, Mizanekes, and in addition, she is Yisheves. But in Medes, she is Tmeyo according to Ramea, according to the things she said. In Medes, she is Tmeyo, even Mizanekes, and even Mizanekes, and Yisheves is Tmeyo, only Mizanekes. But Yisheves and Yisheves is not. Alright, so, Tesis is a Machmir, as against Rashi, in connection with Rameyashi. Because according to Rashi, so according to Rameya, so she can be Tmeyo only in the case of Shiseses. But a Medes not. But the fact is, usually, by Medes, she is not Mizanekes. But if we know that she is Mizanekes, even Medes is there. But according to Tesis, no. Even if we know that she is Mizanekes, as long as she is subjected to the circumstance of strain, of being Gimedes, not able to spread out her feet, so Mele, she is Mele. Now, Dilma Bosa, so as far as Mele is concerned, who is Momachmir? So, Rashi is, I mean, Tesis is Momachmir, tell Rashi. But, as far as the Yomar Eskashi, Dilma Bosa, Tomi Maye, so it's just the reverse. So Tesis is the main kill, and Rashi is the mach. Dil me bosa di tamme mai, pei u shafiru di zanekes, dil me bosa shi nicho mili zanek, vishi seses, hodo u moke o se dam. In other words, how does Rashi explain? Dil me bosa di tamme mai, maybe, after she finished passing the water, so she had a regular menstrual flow. So the melee, the kashi is not only alibid rabia. The kashi is alibid rabia isitu. But Tesis, she is not like that. Teitze says, no, the Gemara does not ask such a kashe. Let us be cheshish. Maybe she had a regular menstrual flow immediately upon the conclusion of Pesach War. After all, we didn't see that she had a flow before, and we just see the flow she had when she passed urine. So we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the moment she finished passing the water, then she had a discharge. If she had a discharge, she would have noticed a flow of dam before she passed the water. But the kashya of the Gemara is alibi the Rav Meir. So the Rav Meir says that if she is mizanekis, and gishemes, so she is there. Why? Because by mizanekis and gishemes, so Rav Meir is made there. That we cannot be cheshish for the miraglaim in Mokir, but by shiseses, even yisheves, so we have to be cheshish. So the mele, the kashi is, two, we know that when the woman passed the water, so she passed it in the natural way, in the form of a guruach, in the form of a jet. But that's usual when a person passes water. So the water passes, comes out in the form of a jet, in the form of a kulach. But once the person is finished with passing the water, then some drops of urine drip down. That's a usual thing. So in Mele, every time, every case where a woman found blood in the urine, so Rav Meir says that if she was in Sheves and she was Mizanekes, so it's totally divorcing. Neither circumstance of strain existed there. So she stayed off. But usually when a person gets through, is almost finished with passing the water, so the less drops of urine come drip down. That's the usual thing. So this woman too, of course she knows that in the bulk of the passing of water, so it came out in the form of kulach. But towards the end, the less drops of urine came out in the form of dripping down. So at that moment, when the final stage of the passing of water, she was shiseses. And if she was shiseses, so at that moment when she passed the final portion of the urine in the form of dripping, in the form of shiseses, so she was under strain. So maybe that moment the last drops of the urine took the wrong channel and it's hot way nine mokir and they came out from the mokir together with drops of dam. The pirish the lachash of kolum miraglai was a dam to uche koshe din came bishosh of the nekes nam lifrich dilma bo dam ki dal ki kishon isha shireya el vadek shitalim lachazoi kid masiya sofe o yachakach im kin adam lav mei ose el adem miraglai shachos lo mokir was a dam vishemo bishar zinuk yashol a dam lavi ki dal ki shemach masar zinuk nistak hamayin shol dam. Alright, now let's see the Torah. The Gemara passed like Rav Yezi. So Mele the Rambam, and that's the Shite of all the Chachmei Svart, they passed that we did it. And that's the Psach of the Mechada. We did it when a woman finds you down in the urine, she is still under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. Whether she was in Eretz or she was in Sheves, whether she was Mizanekis, or even if she was Shiseses and Dimeres, both, she's stable, because we pass like Rabbi Yisi. Now, so that means, according to the Rambam, the Shit of the Chachmei Svart, and the Psach of the Mechaber, so it means that they explain the Gemara. They explain the Gemara, the Kasha of Gemara, Mizanekes Name, Bosa Ditam, the Gemara's Kasha. posade tamo maje, osedavn, like tasteless, not like Rashi. Because if the Rambam would explain the Gemara, Vidilmo Bosa, the Tame Maya or Sedam, maybe the dam came out after she finished pressing the water. So how did the dam come out in a regular way? So then the same kasha would apply to Rabbi Yezi too. So then we'll have to say that even according to Rabbi Yezi, Ben Yesheves, Ben Yemedes, so he says, stay only if she is Yoshva al Tzvasa Seifel, Vinimtso Dam Biseicha Seifel. But suppose she is Yoshva Biseicha Seifel. If the Bais HaTurfe was kept, she set in such a way that the Mikim HaTurfe was above the hole of the stool, so then she should be Tmeyo. And the Rambam paskens that under all circumstances in Tmeyo. So apparently the Rambam holds that the Kasha of the Gemara, Dilmo Bosadi, Mizalekis Name, Dilmo Bosadi, Tama Mayo Sedam, that Kasha is directed only against Rabbi, not against Rabbi Yezi. In other words, that the Rambam explained the Gemara the way Tesis does. How does Rabbi Yezi say that if she is Yeshemes and Mizalekis, where both circumstances lead to, there is no circumstance of strain? So, I mean, she was able to spread out her feet, and at the same time she was sitting down, and at the same time she passed the water in the form of the galuach. So she's stable. But if she chases, so then she would be tmeya according to Rameya. And every mitalachas towards the end of the passing of the urine, she says, that happens to every person. The last few drops of urine come out, not in the form of the galuach, but in the form of dripping. So the kasha is only a little bit Rameya. But according to Rabbi Yisi, so true that the last few drops of urine, is in the form of Shesis. But according to Rabbi Yisi, even the form of Shesis is there. Even the form of Jesus is there. So this is how the Rambam is. Now, let's see the Torah. Hoyisho shemati lo mayim b'seifel v'nimtso b'dam kosov ha-Rambam sh'itero b'chol inyen ben yishebes, ben imedes, ben yitaleches o yishiseses v'adim yom yoroz al kosa v'yishebes tero b'chol inyen d'chi v'nshamo kimrochei ליהודה מרגלי ולמוקי אלוהו משום דם אבל בימדס שם לא קמצא לו אם מזנקס בשיחה ספר שהמיים יצא מגלוח תירו אבל אם שיציסים על צפס הספר תמאיו. Now as the Rosh explains the Gemara like Tesis, that the machleik is between Rav Meir and Rav Yude, it's not according, so in other words that the Rosh holds like Tesis, like the Russian Tesis, that even Rabbi Yezi is Cheshesh, that's one Russian Tesis, that even Rabbi Yezi is Cheshesh, Lehoder Miraglai Mimokia. But the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yezi consists in this, that Rabbi Meir is Cheshesh for the phenomenon, or for the Miraglai Mimokia, in any case where there is Chodel Reisi. Mashenkin Rabbi Yezi, he is on the Cheshesh for the Meraglai Mimokir in the case where it started. According to Rabbi Meir, so it has to be totally divusive, that like the Washington Tesis. According to Rabbi Meir, when aren't we Cheshesh for the phenomenon of for the Meraglai Mimokir if it's totally divusive? Well, it's neither she says is, nor imedes. But where it's neither she says no remedies, but if there is chodel reyesi, it's she says even though yeshebes or it's imedes, even though mizanekes, then Rabbi Meir is cheshish. Mashenki Rabbi Yezi, he is also cheshish. There is one Moshe Tesis, and that's the sheet of the Rosh, that Rabbi Yezi is also cheshish for chodel meraglai mimokia, but only in the case where it's tavel reyesi, where she is under the strain of not being able to spread out her feet, and she is also under the strain of passing the water in the form of dripping. So this is, so we pass like a baby. So that's why the Moshe passes like that. He shall stay of the holding it. Because even if it is, she says it, because it's only Chodel of Ayesi. The Chibish Amotim Rochein, Vodem Ragwain, and Lokelo, Mishim Dam, Abu B. Medes, where, and Shamokim Tzalo, so that's that Ayesi. And then, so, but if the other Ayesi is lacking, so then she's still Teo. If he's a lacking, this is Hasim Chamani, it's because we are Teo. Abu B. Shays, he knows what I say, would may, now, the Rosh, the two does not even mention Rashi's pshat. Mizanekes name, Bosa de Tamil Maye, Ose. Rashi's pshat he doesn't mention. Because if the Rosh and the two would be Cheshish for Rashi Shite, that the Gemara is saying, give him a limit of Yeisi, that when Ishiteiro, only in a case where she was sitting al Svasa Sefer, and the dam was found with Tira Sefer, so then the Rosh should say, that if she was sitting b'seicha sefer, if it became a door that was placed over the hollow of the stool, so then she's always tmeo, even according to Rabbi Yossi, and the Rosh doesn't say that. So apparently the Rosh understood the Gemara's kasha was at the time of Maya, was a dam like Teisves, not like Rashi. Adam Jesus also has a word there. Vish Vish or Shintil Shnei Amayim Yisefer Vinitza Bulaham Dam Teo Chalif. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramo, the Mechaber is a big maker in the case of Ish or Shishtino Umotze Bidam. Under all circumstances, according to Pesach Mechaber, under all circumstances she is there. And the Ramo mentions all the Chumres. The Chumre of the Rosh, the Chumre of Rashi. So there are only single situations, according to Pesach Mechaber, only in single situations, if an isha finds dam in the urine, so she's stale. Only in single situations, but usually, so she's male. All right, the mechal. Ho isha sheishtino mai viyotze dam miragle obey sheishtino viyimere sheishtino viyishem zari yoteo vafil yogisho gufa viniz dazo einach sheishes. שהגוש אז מרגלו איזו שמרגלו מן החדר ודם זה דם עקרו בחלחל איזה בכל יהיה like the Shidus Rambam, it's definitely a bladder due to a bladder condition or a kidney condition, right? ודם זה דם עקרו בחלחל איזה, that's the bladder, or בכל יהיה, that's a kidney. Now, ויהי שמרי ואי להתירו. So the Mechaber is making, in other words, and in all situations, she's mitaris. V'yei shemri, dein latiro elo b'yishebes v'yishtino, avu b'yimedes, that's the Roshi, avu b'yimedes, im nikaleches l'sikha sefer, v'nitzo sham dam teo, avu b'yishesis in al tzvah ha-sim, shun dam teo, v'hoi uva mokir tzah, chizu uva mokir mitvim dam, hatu b'shem Rosh. But then he mentions another chum. That's the chumre of Rashi's pshat. Hodu, לאחד איתם ומאי עושה דם ויש אמרים דאפילו בישבס אלה הטיר אלה בלכלכס ונמצא אדם תיר הספר אבל על ספץ הספר מאו אם the dam was found על ספץ הספר even though she was sitting on the edge of the sefer on the rim of the sefer so she's mayo and then if she herself was sitting in the halal of the sefer, so, and the dam was found, even though the dam was found in the urine, she's also tmeo. In other words, when will she be tmeo? She'll only be tmeo if she was sitting, then became a tofe, was placed just on top of the rim of the sefer, and the dam was found in the halal. So in other words, where is the mechaber mentions this din of teiro in all situations, there are more limited to a special situations. But ordinarily, according to Pesach of Ramo is me. Avos vashi sekev tmeyo, yuvenet bechol yin tmeyo. Vichim mash mitchubes aram, maram mitchubes, simit of Rishlamet, vargude, vargude, shavim durem, shemarat, vochenoik, vidav kikshinim tzadam viseif, vel shimishtan eshom, vel shimishtan eshom, וחוד ידוע שממנו אבל אם נמצא בספר שישביל נשמתים שמיים יסדירו בכל עניין וכל זה אם נמצא דם במקרה. We once, when we learned the previous emonim, so we went over this Agoyes Ramon. V'chol zeyin nimtzo dam b'mikre, 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 avol ish osher yigilu liriz dam b'mikre agweo, u'magesh eskeil v'sho shematar esmayim, gina achin shekerim yired ish lahatir, v'chol inyen, do yikindai mecheirei mechicheis, שיש לו מכה מאחי פייסו ביאתו לסמיר הגלאו ומן אדם יצא in other words all this applies to a case where the woman does not have any pain at the time she passes away. So then we have to be chayshish, maybe it's a result of hoda miraglayim limokir or as the rak more pastons chayshish for rashi shite maybe the discharge took place after she finished passing water. But if she knows that every time she passes water she has pain, so then you don't have to conjure up such a chosha mecheike. Maybe she had the menstrual flow dafke upon the conclusion of passing water, or the other chosha, maybe it's other merglanimo, because she knows that it's due to a kidney condition, or bladder condition. Every time she passes water, she has pain. The Heine Kinim Shetashtim Tibdikats Vahibtei Bechorim Nizdokim Vim Letim Tzodam Tachnis Mechnokim Al Amokya Bifnim Vitashtim Tekani Yachatz Miyofom Neragleo Vitei Tzi Amelich Vim Nikioi Vichochem Deilo Vein Adam Bo Min Amokya. So they are somewhere Machmiya that even if the woman has pain when she passes water, she still be chishashes. Maybe on account of a sickness, as I said before, on account of a sickness, so this is likely this phenomenon. So she has to test, to make a test. In other words, so how, what kind of a test? Before she passes water, she will be bathing herself, and then she won't find out. And then, so then, even though she finds down the urine, so to be a raya, it will raya that she is not in the disposed to discharge menstrual dam. Because if she had been disposed, because even this phenomenon, when the urine takes a wrong channel, so right, so because she's not well, so the urine takes a wrong channel. But why? So it comes out from the mokhi. But why should it come out together with dam if she is not disposed towards menstruating? But maybe she is disposed towards menstruating. But if she makes a decay before she passes the urine and she finds it clean, so we do see that there is no damnido in the Beis HaChitzin. There is no damnido chitzin, because even if this phenomenon happens when the urine takes the wrong channel and comes out, makes it ditto, and comes out from the mokeh, so if the woman doesn't menstruate, why should dam come out together with it? After all, the menstruation is a result of the bursting of the veins in the walls of the uterus. So even if on account of a condition, the urine took in the wrong channel and made it ditto and came out through the uterus, but why should dam come with it? Unless, in other words, maybe dam came out before she passed the urine, but it was retained in the vaginal canal, in the Beis HaChitzin. Now that the urine takes the wrong channel and goes through...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes, yes. I have to take down some information from the police.
Yes. Even if that phenomenon happened, because she's not well, so why should it come out together with dam? When does dam come out? If the if the walls, if the veins in the walls of the uterus burst, so then dam comes out. So why should we change? But the answer is, it's possible. It's possible that dam came out from the moke before, let's say a few minutes before, before she started the pest water. But it was retained in the misachitza. That's a usual phenomenon. It doesn't come out outside. Immediately it comes out from the mokeh. So many times it just comes out from the mokeh into the vaginal canal, into the misachitza. And then later it is discharged to the vagina. So in Mele, we are changed. Maybe it came out before the passing the water into the vaginal canal. And then when the Beraglayim came out through the vaginal canal, from the Mokeh, through the vaginal canal, so it pushed out the drops of menstrual dam that were temporarily retained in the vaginal canal. So, but if she makes a dike, so then we know that there was no discharge of dam into the Misachitz. That's the purpose of the dike. But that's a chumre. But the Amor is not disposed of it. ומצדם, אם ימוצדם לנרגלו, ודאי פמיו. אם אינו מגש הסכים, ובעת נקס עצמה חתוס מים, ומצדם, אם ימוצדם לנרגלו, סוג ודאי פמיו. אבל ימוצו, דם תיך מרגלו, גם על יצ'בות ועצמו, יש אין לדי פמיו. ולהתירו רק דם שנמצו תיך מרגליים, ויש שאמרים שהיא תירו, דם שנמצא תירים, שעדיין נשאר מתמציס מי רגליים. In other words, there's two days. Suppose she made a dike before she passed urine. And was fine. No dam. Then she passed urine. And there was blood in the urine. In addition, she made a dike after she passed urine, and she found dam again. So the Asama say, in such a case, she is stero, even though she found dam on the aid after she passed urine. Why? Because since she made a dike before she passed urine, and it was clean, so how is it that now it's not clean? The answer is, because when she passed water, so some drops of the urine that had blood because of the kidney or the bladder condition remained there. Then when she made the dike, so it absorbed it. So those drops of dam from the urine that remained in the vaginal canal, so were rubbed off on the aid, so she's not male. And some say, no, we cannot assume that. We cannot come to that conclusion. Even though she made the dike before she passed water and it was clean, and then she passed water and there was blood in the urine, and then she made the bdike and found blood again on the aid, so we cannot attribute it to the a residue of miraglayim that was blood. And we have to appreciate, no, maybe it's two separate things. She suffers from the bladder condition, so she has blood in the urine, but in addition she just menstruated, and that's the dam. We cannot attribute it to the residue of the miraglayim. So there are two days. ויש אמן שיתר אדם שמצדים את הדמי של פנו הרוואי ויש לאחנה מי נצחי חולים לי ככה זה ואפילו אם הוא יסור הגיעו לי ריס אם בוט כה עצמו שום משבומי הוא מוצא תירו שוב ונצחי חולתי ואם נרגיעו לי ריס רק לפרוקים כי בעס לא בסת אם הוא דרך קבע ואם בסת שום ובסת לאודי ואם נהיו מצדם רקים כשבדקס עצמו רק קרטים קרטים מחיר וחיר צדם ונמצא כזה דם כמרגלו ובשס וסטו לכל מאחירים ראי דם ממש כשור נושים ונעיצה יסחר רק אחר מרגלה או תירו ונדם רק חיר שדר כי נלבור לי בכלו יש נדל סנד עדי אם ועוד רמו יזמח לי אם בכן יסוף אשתי נעומות סור דם but suppose she finds dam in in the Meraglayim. But that dam looks different than the dam she always sees when she has the period. It looks different. So Memela, then it's a raya, how is it that this dam is entirely different from the dam she sees when she has the period? So it's a raya, no, this dam has nothing to do with menstruation. That's dam that comes from the urine. And it's not menstrual dam. So she said. Alright. Right, so Simen Kuntzani Beis now for Friday, Simen Kuntzani Beis and Simen Kuntzani Gimel. Now in connection with Simen Kuntzani Gimel, I think we learned the Gemara, but you have to go over the Gemara. Okay. How much is what time?
My watch could be very slow. I have this time.
No, it's okay. Just one second. So in connection with Kuftzali Gimel, it's a very short simen. So you have to go over the Gemara. We went over the Gemara before, some time ago. But you have to go over again. Otherwise, it will be very confusing. So the Perik Tinei Keshel Yigia Zman Oliris, the Mishneh, Daf Samad Aleph Amud Beis, Daf Samad Aleph Amud Beis, and then the Gemore of Beit Yireis, Omar Rav, the Balen, Beit Yireis based on Lailo Orishin, and then on Daf Samachei Omid Beis, and the Samachei Beis, Inu Dovet Rabbi Seinu, the Tanya Rabbi Seinu, Chozor V'Nimnu, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perish, and in connection with Suf, that's in connection with Kuf Tzadik Gimel, in connection with Kuf Tzadik Beis, you have to go over the Gemore, Daf Samach Vov, we learned that Gemore, at the bottom of Samach Vov Omid Aleph, that's the Aloche of the Gua Linose, Tzricho, Leitshiv, Tzricho Leitshiv Shiv and Kiyin, and also, and the Gemore, Daf Chof Omud Beis on top. The Gemara tells stories of certain women who came before the Chachomim, and then the Dam Roim smelled the dam was Dam Chimut, dead Gemara. Alright. So it is now 1 second for Friday. Now this Simen Kuftzali Beis and Simen Kuftzali Gimel and Kuftzali Lalit. It's three short simon. We should cover these three simon.
What's the translation of Kati Kati Smokhol?
What is it?
What's the translation of Kati Kati Smokhol?
Particles. Tiny little particles. Like sand particles.
The Chetzet Edom?
The Chetzet Sendi. The Chetzet Dam. It has the color. The sparkling of Dam.
Is there a machlokes, the Hagar Shmaim and the other shita of I guess Rashi here, that the fact that she's experiencing pain, the Hagar Shmaim says that she has to have dam with the bedika or else she's tamea, is that right?
I don't know who shita it is. I'm not aware.
The Hagar Shmaim.
I know Hagar Shmaim. I don't know Rashi shita. I don't know. I don't know Rashi Shita. I don't remember that Rashi should say anything about it. But it's mine. I don't know Rashi.
But that's
the Rashi.
The Maril, the Rosh Hashiva said the Maril. So he says you said that, but the Bedika is a Chumra. You brought that.
Yeah, from the Ramos Loshin that we discussed before. From the Ramos Loshin, it's Mashma that he himself doesn't agree with the Shita, but he mentions that as a Chumra.
So the Maril points out that.
Shir Ayin Hey Anita Yoredea Chav Av Cheshvan Hey Tov Shin Mem Gimel November 12, 1982 on Friday.
Now it's based upon the Gemara, Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbe, Tovua Linose bin Ispaiso, Tzricho Shetei Shevshiva Niki. Why? Because we are Chesh, she didn't know she's not aware of any way is down. So she has to count Zayin Niki. Why? Because we are Chesh, since it's Tovua Linose, so Machmas Chimut, she had a viazda. So that's it. Mid rabbon. Tovu nosim in ispaiso tzricho leishu zayin niki. Bein dilo bein tam. Because that's the Gemara. Because Rav Chavive. So he assumed that only dilo is tzricho leishu zayin niki. But tam or not. So Rabbine told him, no. That doesn't make any difference. Whether dilo or tam. Vafilu botko atzmo bishastviye umotzo dilo. So one could say, Monefshech, if we are Cheshish, that an account of the Chimut, so she had the Riyaz Dam, but suppose after the Tviya she makes it Tikkun and she finds it clean, so then we know that she didn't have a Riyaz Dam. No, so we are still Cheshish, Midrabon. Because maybe she had a very mild discharge. And so Kitipas Dam Kecharo. So the fact that she doesn't find any Dam as through the Tikkun doesn't show anything. Shema machmaschimut was a tipas dam kechado v'yagishavei umeinu shivo mimochas yei matvim mimochas matvim. Now the other question that arises: let's say machmaschimut she did see that, but mitraise without agoshe there is no she doesn't become a nido. So the answer is: but since the chachomim were misake. That even without Agoshe, she's still there. So Mele, the Chachomim or Geizer. So some Rishonim say that this takone of Tovu Alinose, Tzricho, Elimnei Zayin Nikiyim, was enacted together with the takone of Ksomim. Because if it wasn't enacted together with the takone of Ksomim, so why should the Chachomim years later make it takone? It would be like Zeyra Mikzeyra. The answer is, sometimes the Chachomim made the two takones. That's when the Gemara says, Kula Chod Gzeyra. That means that it was enacted, the two takones were enacted together. So here too, so that means that this takone of the Tavua Linose, so, V'nispayu, is the takone Gdume. It was enacted at the same time as the takones Ksomim. In other words, she has to count Shiva exclusive of the Yimatvi. That's a quote from the Russian of the Rosh. So the Rosh says that Yesh Min Agdelim there and the Gemara Tineikes and that Gemara. So the Rosh says Yesh Min Agdelim Shekosu, and that's the Shita of the Rashbo. She Nitzricho Lo Yevzik Tare Velo Yibdike Klal Bimei Asire Lo Yibitchiloson Velo Yibiseifon Elo Kol Shim Tino Zayin Yomim Achar Asire Harezu Tevelez Uteheiro Harezu Tevelez Uteheiro. So Tovu Alinose is Somid Rabbanan. She is Mechieves. to count seine Kiyin, why we are Heshish, maybe Machmas Chimut, Shevit is Shalsh of Dam, Chechavo. So, but that, seine Kiyin, Hezikule, according to Rashi. She doesn't have to make it Dike of Efsektare, she doesn't have to make the Dike of the Zayin Yom Nikiyin. So according to that, she didn't Rashi. What does it mean? What does it mean that she has to count Zayin Nikiyin? She doesn't have to make any Dike, so how does she count? The answer is, in other words, she has to realize, she has to be on guard. She has to be on guard that she didn't see that she is clean. That, in other words, she has to be alerted. Otherwise, in what way does she comply with the takone of counting Zayin Nikiyin? In other words, she has to be alerted to the fact that she has to count Zayin Nikiyin 7 clean days. And she knows. Now, why is it so? Because, so it seems from all the Rishayni that when she has a discharge of Dam Machmas Chimut, then the discharge is very mild. It's very mild. So the Mele, she doesn't have to make him the Kastar. Actually, they are three Shittes of Rishayni. Now, the Rosh mentions, Yishinak Deli, Shekos Moshini Tzicho, Loi Hepsek Tare, Veloi Dike Kual Mea Svire, Loi Bit Chloso, Veloi Biseibo, El Kochim Tino Zayin Yomi, Machara Svire, So what did she accomplish? She didn't make a single dig. The answer is, she accomplished by being alerted to the fact that she might have a discharge of tipas dam kechavo. So as long as she's alerted to that fact, it's considered counted time the key. If she's not alerted, she's mentally not alerted to the fact that she's counting Zayin Nikiyin, so then she might have Irias Dam and Lava Gaida. But if she's mentally alerted and she's on guard, so even without making him decay, so Mimela she can know whether she had Irias Dam or she didn't have Irias Dam. A very strange sheet. We learn here, the Rosh says, no. אלו שצריכו בדיקה כל ימי הסבירה אלו שאינו צריכו להפסיק ביטארה אף על פי שלריבות כל בימה תביעה להפסיק ביטארה מילה מימה מוחוש שבסיום בדקת בכל ים וחיים כל הרמב״ן. So the Ramban shite is, I mean the Rosh shite, and the Ramban shite not like the Rajbo. According to Rajbo, no bdikas whatsoever. Not the bdik of Efsektare, not the bdik of the Zayin Nikiyin. According to the Rosh and the Ramban, bdike of Zayin Nikiyin, she has to make bdike of Zayin Nikiyin. In other words, so every day, she has to make a bdike lechatchile, like any other nidon. So she has to make a bdike lechatchile every day, two bdikes every day. But they have it, so only two bdikes are making, the first day and the seventh day, according to one mandoma. The Eved, only one Bdike is Me'akim, according to the other Mandoma. So, two Bdikes are Me'akim. So, the Bdikes of Zayin Nikiyin apply to Bual Inosei, but not the Bdike of Efsek Tare. Now, the question is, why not Morevshach? If the Ramban and the Rosh Achilik and the Shit of the Rashbo, and they hold that she has to make all the Bdikes of a regular Zove, so she's, of course, a regular Nidro has to make the Dik of Efsektare, and the Dik of Efsektare is the most important thing. Let's say, in regard to a regular Nidro. So then, she has to make the Dik of Efsektare, and then she has to make the Dik of Zayin Nikiyin. But what is the most essential Dik by a regular Nidro? Davke Efsektare. Because until she makes the Dik of Efsektare, so she has Kasreyo. So that's with Raisi. The bdike of Efsektare is midraisin. Whether the bdikes of the Zayin Nikiyin, let's consider it the midraisin. In other words, so who has to count Zayin Nikiyin midraisin? Only Zovik Deilen has to count Zayin Nikiyin. So she has to make bdikes lechatchila every day of the Zayin Nikiyin. So, So, every day, that's what hatchilin. So she has to make two tikkas every day. One in the morning and one somach lishkiyah. But the Heved, even if she didn't make tikkas every day, as long as she made two b'dikas, one b'dike on the first day and one b'dike on the seventh day, so it's all right. The, according to one mandoma, so according to Rav, chiloson afopishin seifon and seifon afopishin chiloson. So according to Rav, only one b'dike is miyakim derit. Either a b'dike on the first day, even though no other on the seventh day, or the b'dike on the seventh day, even though no b'dike on the first day. And Rav Hanina says that chiloson is safer b'dike. And some Rishenim paskin like Rav, but most Rishenim paskin like Rav Hanina, that chiloson is safer b'dike. So, as far as the Hefzik Tower is concerned, that certainly would rise. If a neder will not make the b'dike of Hefzik Tower, so then, even if, so, neder's Tower, she is a sore, the Bailo would rise. Why? Because until she makes the b'dike of Hefzik Tower, so she becomes Kasreya. It's Bayona Pesuach. So the b'dik of the taro changes her status from b'cheskas reyo to b'cheskas sheinore. So everybody agrees that the b'dik of the taro is miyakiv min raisi. How about the b'dikes? The b'dikes of the zaynikim? So naturally, every b'dike, every day, that's not miyakiv David. So it's certainly not min raisi. Even min rabbonon it's only chatchil. And then it's mistabeh that if that midraise only one b'dik of the zayin is me'akev, not two, because if midraise two b'dikes would be me'akev, so there wouldn't be a machlekes between Rav and Rav Hanina. Rav says that even midrabonon chiloson nafal pishin seifon, daf samachtes, I will be seifon nafal pishin chiloson. So that goes without saying that only one b'dik of the zayin might be me'akev, not two. The question is one b'dik of the Zayinikim mi'akif mid'raise? Mi'akif mid'raise over and above the b'dik of Hefzektare. Hefzektare is certainly mid'raise. So on that point, there is a machlikes between the Chavizdas and the Sidritar. The Chavizdas says that one b'dik of the Zayinikim by Zove, so is mi'akif mid'raise. And the Sidritar says no, mid'raise. Midraise, so she doesn't have to make any bdikas. How do we know that she's clean? The answer is, since she made a bdik of Hefzektare, so that determined that she is not the cheskas reyendam, that the flow subsided, so mimele, it's considered zayiniki even without any bdikas. But with Rabbono, without bdikas, the days are not considered niki. Now, in regard to Oisha, there are three Shidas Rishenim. One Shidas Rishenim, the Ram mentions, that she has the same status as any regular Nidah. So she has to make a Bdik of the Zektare, and she has to make the Bdikas of the Zayniki like a regular Nidah. Then there is the Shite, that's the biggest home, the Ram mentions. Then there is the shite of the Rashbo, the biggest kule. She doesn't have to make any bdikas. So how does she comply with the Akonis Chachomim? By being alerted to the fact that she has to count. So Mele, if she knows she is on guard, that she has to count 7 clean days, so then she'll know. If she's not alerted, so she might have a discharge of dam, and she'll not even realize it. But once, mentally, she is on guard, For Zion 7 clean days, so then she's Mikayim, the count of Zion Niki. That's the biggest kula. That's Rashba Shite. And then there is the Shite. And that happened. And then it is the Shite of most Rishenim. The Shite of the Rosh and the Rabban. The Bdikas of Zion Niki, yes. But the Bdik of Hefzektare not. Now, this is what the Torah says. Now, that has to be explained. I mean, both shittas have to be explained. As a matter of fact, I mean, the only shita that does not have to be explained, that is very simple, is the shita of the Ram that the Ram mentions. The Ram mentions the shita that the Tavua Linose has to make all the tickets of a regular needle. That we understand. But the shita of the Rosh and Ramban, have sektare not, and Zaynikim, yes, that cannot be, that has to be explained. So the Pshat is, so the Rosh himself says, in other words, because the Bdike of have sektare has to be made, not only, let's say, Avin Reiseler. So, as far as the Bdikes of Zaynikim, a Nidor does not have to make the case altogether, because Nidor, the Raisa, she can sit down every day of the 7 days. If it's at the end of the 7 days, it subsides, so she can balance his materials the Bible. So, but Zaynikim, that's peculiar to his own day. But Hefsek Tare, the Bdikah of Sektare, has nothing to do with this special Alochas of Zomit. Hefsek Tare applies to a Zomit Dele, it applies to a Zomit Tare, it applies to a Nido. Why does she have to make Hefsek Tare? Because she has to determine that the flow subsided. How can we determine, establish, that she is not a Cheska Sloya Tam? By making Bdikah of Sektare. So that has nothing to do with the dinim of Zomit as such. Every nido, zovo, nido, so has to make it bdikah of hefsek tare. So, but why? Because when a woman has the menstrual, when a woman has the period, so the derech is that she, it's not that she has one discharge of dam and that's all, finished. She continues to see. So that's why the bdikah of hefsek tare is me'akim l'raise, by every nido. Masha'im king, by re'e dam achmas chimut, so there the mitzias is. The mitzias is that she only sees, that she only sees once, and the mild flow, it tippers down. That's all. Now, then, I asked you to go over the Gemara Daf Chof, because that's a very important Gemara in the Indian of Tavua Linosi. Have Yosef Ravame Kamei Arche. So Reb Lezer smelled it. Omalei Haidam Chimudu. Bosa Dinavke. Eat Pil Ravame. Omalo. Baili Hoya Biderech Vichimaditi. Korolei Seda Nishem Nireo. Ifre Humes Imidish Romalke Shotra Domini Kamid Rome. Have Yosef Ravame Kamei Arche. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Vadi Kamei Arch. So Rabbi smelled it. Omalei Haidam Chimud. Omalei Librei Tochazi Kamo Chikim Yidoi. So the question is, why does Gemara mention he smelled it? What difference does it make? Dam Nido is Dam Nido, whether it's Dam Chimud or not Dam Chimud. So because of the Ran mentions that the Arishenim will say that actually Dam Chimud is not Mitame. She's not male. Is not mitame. That's why when a certain woman showed a kesem to Rabbi Lezer, so he looked at it and he smelled it. He realized, he came to the conclusion that this is damchim. So the male, she's not male. But then the question arises, how can we say that damchimud is not mitame? Damchimud is not mitame, but tovua linose. So, Tzrichonim is Zaynikim, if it's not mitamed. Why? Shemu machmas chimut, but Dam chimut is not mitamed. So the Ran mentions that the Rishayim say that Tavua Linosei, Dam chimut itself is not mitamed. But, Uyachin Sheish, that if she had the discharge of Dam, machmas chimut, so that might, or usually doesn't, but sometimes that might arouse a flow of damnido. Damchimud itself is not mitame. But the reason as to why Tabua Linose. So has to count Zainiki because since she did have a discharge of Dama Chaschimut, so the debt provoked and aroused a real flow of Dam. I'm not a real flow in the sense, in other words, a mild flow, but Dam Nibo, menstrual, a menstrual discharge. A menstrual discharge. So, Mimele, so, but Adrishenim, they say no, that the Pshat in Tobul Yosit, Tzrichovim Zainikim, because Dam Chimud itself is Mitam. Don't make any difference. Why she shed a discharge of Dam? So, why does the Gemara tell us this Ameire? We smelled it. Just to tell us, not that he meant by saying that he smelled it, and he says, Hey Dam Chimud. So, not by saying, so you don't have, you're not male. He just mentioned the fact, Eimachaname. She's male anyway. Alright. Now, so, the Rishenim will say that the Dam Chimud is per se is not Mitam. And the only reason as to why the world in Osei has to count Zainikim is because we are afraid lest the Dam Chimut avows a menstrual Dam. So why isn't Dam Chimut Moneshech? Where does the Dam Chimut come from? From the Moker. It's not that the Dam Chimut means Machmas Chimut, so we shall have a flow of Dam from the Besachitze. That it will arouse a certain Mach. So it also, and the Rishenim say explicitly that Dam Chimud comes from the Moker. But still, there are some Rishenim will say that it's not Mitam. But she has to count because maybe that aroused Dam. Now, you remember when we learned Misaches Nideh, so we discussed the Machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether Mayan Echod or Shnei Mayonis. So I mentioned what the Chasam Sefer says. That it couldn't be that the Mandoma who said it's a machlekes in such a mitzvah as to whether it comes from the same source or it comes from a different source. Of course, it comes from the same source from the Moker. But the shaila is whether it emanates from the same cause as menstruation or from a different cause. And I mentioned another pshat because according to Chassam Sefer, so it's still a machlekes in mitzvah, but not such a divergence of mitzvahs, that one should say that it comes from the Mokeya, and one should say it doesn't come from the Mokeya. I mean, that is inconceivable. But it's still a machlekes mitzvahs, whether true, both are made that it comes from the Mokeya, but the Mandor Rav, who says my necho, so he says that the reason is why is Meyon is because of his special Zerasakosum of Dam Teya, of Yimei Teya, but it comes not only from the same Mokia, from the same source, but it emanates from the same cause too. So then, why should it be Toya? That's the Zerasakosum. And Levi says, Shnei Mayonis, while it comes from the Mokia, but it emanates from a different cause, and that's the reason as to why the Torah says that in Yimei Teya, the Dam is Toya. So, this is the Chassam Sefer Pshat. And it is Chassam Sefer Pshat. But we mentioned another Pshat. That there is no Machlekes Mitzvahs, and we mentioned Kamarayas from the Teisves and Gabi Geyeres. We mentioned Kamarayas. That there is no Machlekes Mitzvahs over here. The Mitzvahs is what it is. Now, what is it? So, first of all, of course, it goes without saying that it comes from Moker. That the Dam that comes out in Yimitiya comes out from the Moker. But both agree, Rav and Levi, that while it comes from the same source, it emanates from a different cause. So that's the Machlekes in him. Do we say that Dam Nido by definition means menstrual bleeding? That's Dam Nido. But if it comes from the Moker and it's not menstrual origin, so then she's not a Nido. Or any dam that comes from the Moker has a chalishem dam. We mentioned now, so we saw that this Yosef Shite is that damako from the Moker itself is tome. Dramo is chalik. So, but, and we saw that Raivet Mispeirush Antiraskeyani says the same thing, that Damni, Damako, from the book itself, makes her into a Nido Midraise. The Nido Midraise. So, that's the Machlekes. So, there's the Machlekes between Rav and Levi. With a Mainecho, Shnei Bayonis. In other words, both are made, it comes on the Mokya. Both are made, it terminates from a different cause. Both are made and terminate from a different cause. But the shail is whether Al-Kedin, some dam that comes from the Mokeh but doesn't terminate from the menstrual, it's not of menstrual origin, it terminates from a different cause, whether it is even of damnit or not. So according to Rav, who says, Ma'inechot, Al-Kedin it's Ma'inechot, doesn't make any difference. And according to Levi, so it is Shtei Mayonis. Now, so. So then, what will be after the name in regard to ovulation limit? I mean, many women have that problem of ovulation limit. So, according to the Chassam Sefer, and it should not be mentioned to anybody that I said it, because I think that according to the Chassam Sefer, so it should follow that ovulation limit does not make her into a nido, because the Chassam Sefer says that the machlike between Rav and Levi is on the question as to whether it terminates from the same cause or a different cause. So Rav says, my nechod, that it terminates from the same cause. That's why she is tayor. But if it would emanate from a different cause, then she would be tayor. And according to Levi, that's the reason as to why damteya is tayor. Ovulation bleeding, if you ask the doctors, so while it comes from the same place, but the cause is altogether different. As some doctors say, it's just the opposite of the cause of menstruation, ovulation. But according to what we said, that there is no machlekes mitzias, and that both are made, that the damteya, so emanates from the moker, and both are made, that it emanates from a different cause than damnido. And still, Rav says that it's my nechot because only because of a special tzarakos, otherwise she would be in need of more. So ovulation bleeding, she has to be in need of more. Now ovulation bleeding, most women don't have ovulate, don't bleed when they ovulate, but those women who bleed when they ovulate, so the bleeding is very, very mild, and sometimes they don't even bleed, but there will be a kesem. They'll just stay. They won't even bleed. But even if they will bleed, they'll bleed a drop or so. That's all. And stop. And it will not continue. So, my impression is, on the basis of this Rishenim, that Dam Chimut is really ovulation. Is ovulation. It's true that menstruation is largely substantially psychosomatic, and ovulation bleeding is psychosomatic, but ovulation bleeding is even more psychosomatic than menstrual bleeding. Some male, this and the fact is that when a woman has ovulation bleeding, so either she doesn't bleed altogether, she just has xomi, she just stains, or even if she bleeds very mildly. So that's already a damach maschimut. So the Rishenim who say, that the Ram mentions, that damach maschimut per se is not mitame. But the reason is why she has to count zaynikin, because we are cheshish, maybe this dam achimut arouses a menstrual flow. Why should that be? So, I don't know, but since a menstrual bleeding is also to a certain extent psychosomatic, so maybe it could arouse. So what? Why shouldn't Dam Chimud itself make her into Nido? So we have to say in these Rishenim, we have to say like the Chassam Sefer assumed this. Like Chassam Sefer assumed that in order to be a Nido, so it must be Darkei of menstrual origin. But if it comes from the same place, but it's not of menstrual origin, it doesn't emanate from the same cause as menstruation emanates, so then she's not a nido. Now, so ovulation bleeding is not a nido. So the male that amchimut per se is toyer, but the reason is why she has to count zaynikin, because there is a possibility that the damchimut might arouse sometimes, menstrually, now. So the Rishayim who say, that she has to count Zayniki, and she has to make all the bdikas. That doesn't even have to be explained. But that's she just mutes. Then the next sheet is the biggest schooling, that she doesn't have to make any bdikas. Why? Because there's the shite of the Rashbo. She doesn't have to make any bdike. Not even a bdike of Hefzek Tare. But the Rashbo shite in it is not like the Rishayim who say Dam Chimut per se is Mistoya. No, he says, he mentions that shite in the Rashbo is Chilek. And she says he's a little more. What difference does it make? Why she sees that? But she doesn't have to make any bdikes. Why not? Because ovulation bleeding, so that's the mitzvah. Even if she bleeds once, minutely, and that's all. And then it subsides. So what's the purpose of Hefzek Tare? And, so that can explain the shite of most Rishayim, of the Rosh and Ramban. Hefzek Tare not, but Zayinikim, because of Zayinikim, yes. Why Hefzek Tare not? Because Hefzek Tare has nothing to do with Zove, that applies to every nida. So that has to do with the mitzias, that when a woman has a flow, so she is the cheskas reyadam, and so she has to determine, to establish the fact that it subsided. So how does she establish the fact that she subsided, that the flow subsided? By making it bigger as a tar. But ovulation bleeding, so even if she bleeds only minutely and once. She doesn't bleed more than one day. So Mele, what's the purpose of Hefzek Tare? Masheinke, the tikes of Zayniki, that's because she's a nido. And today every nido has the same status as his other Mele. So she has to make the tikes of the Zayniki. Now we have to understand the shite of the Rashbo that says that she doesn't have to make any tikes. So Bishlei Hefzek Tare, you understand? Because ovulation bleeding is only a bleeding that takes place one moment and that's all. But why not the bdikah of Zayin Kin? Why not bdikah of Zayin Kin? So then we have to say, these Rishayim, the Rashbo will certainly agree with the shite of the Sifrei Tare, not with the shite of the Chavis Das. The Chavizdash shita is that his Ovid Beile Midraise must have made one bdikah in the Zayniki. It doesn't make any difference which day of the Zayniki, whether it's the first day or the seventh day, Midraise, or the second day, the third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. But one bdikah is miyaki. That's what the Chavizdash says. And if she made the bdikah of her sektar, and then she didn't make even a single bdikah in the Zayniki, and she's developed after the 7 days, the Baal and Shia Mechuyom is Kotz, the Kotz Chavitaz. Why? So he says, because the Torah says, V'sofro lo la'atzmo. What does it mean, V'sofro? So count. It doesn't mean that she has to say, Hayini mechod nizivosi. So, what does it mean, V'sofro? She has to verify. How? So, the Sidre Tare says, no, if she made a bdike of Hefzek Tare, so that established that the flow subsided, and then she was mentally alerted to the fact that she must be on guard against a rie, so that means she verifies it. That's how the Sidre Tare explains it. And the Chavzda says, no, she can only verify it by making l'chol apoch as one bdike in the Zayinikim. So then it has to be boduk. The yomim have to be boduk. But if she doesn't make even a single bdike, so the yomim are not boduk. So the Rashbo apparently will agree with the shite of, the Rashbo will apparently agree with the shite of the Sidrei Tare, not the Chavis Das. So anyway, Hefzek Tare she doesn't make because Machmas Chimut, that's ovulation bleeding. Ovulation bleeding doesn't continue. So there is only a single minute bleeding, and that's all. And Zaynikim, because since all the tickets of the Zaynikim are themselves with the Rabbonon, and here it's only because of the Chash, so the Mele, the Chachomim won up Mechayim. Chachomim Mechayim. And the Shite of the Rosh and the Rambam, so can be explained according to the Shite, according to the Shite of the Chavizdas, and according to the Shite of Sivetar. Even according to the Shita of Chavizdah, certainly it can be explained. But even according to the Shita of the Sretare, that's so mid Rabbonon. But mid Rabbonon, she's Mechieves, so mid Rabbonon, if she doesn't make tickets, so the Yomim are not Boduk. So then Rabbonon applies to Tavu Alinosils. Alright. Because of the Rajbo. Lori Shetavu Alinosil, Lachashnei. Lori Shetavu Alinosil, Lachashnei Mosachetesh, Shesman Rochei, Vinichetet Bikach. ויראה לי שמיינים לו בשעור שמכין צורכי החופה מחורומו שרה בעשינטה וחיירי צבי. Now the question is this. Suppose it's the בואו לנושא. תבואו לנושא. תבואו לנושא means in modern vocabulary it means if the hostin proposed to her and then she agreed so that's תבואו לנושא. But suppose it's תבואו לנושא and they decided they'll get married 12 months later. So, when do the Zaynikim have to be counted? Do the Zaynikim have to be counted at the very beginning? At the very beginning, of course, it doesn't mean that she's Mechieves to count the Zaynikim at the very beginning. But, in other words, whether the Chashash of Riyas Dam is that moment when she decided to get married to him, So, it doesn't mean that she has to start counting now, because, so it's like a woman who saw down. She's not down. Either she can start counting as Zaynikim immediately, or if she doesn't intend to be with the husband, she can start counting anytime she wants. But the question is, when we are cheshish, maybe machmaschim, which is so down, so are we cheshish, the first moment when the decision was made to get married was to Vua Linose, and she decided and she accepted it. So then is the possibility, then we are Cheshish, that she had the Riyazdam. She had the Riyazdam. Even though they decided at that time they will get married 12 months later. So 12 months later she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. Only if she saw Damanesh, so then she has to count Zaynikim like any other woman who had the Riyazdam. But suppose if she was the world in us now and she accepted the proposal and they decided that very moment 12 months later to get married and she's counted Zaynikim, then when the date of the wedding approaches, she doesn't have to count Zaynikim if she didn't have any years now. So she doesn't have to count Zaynikim. She doesn't have to count Zaynikim. That's the shite of the Raivet. So that's the shita of the Raivet and the Rashba. That's the shita of the Raivet. So he says so because of Rashba, loy shetavu linosi la'achashni mosachidesh shezman rochik v'nichmedes bikach v'yirali shemeni lo bisho shemilchinim tzorchi achupe. Now, so the Rashba himself is made. So there is a machlekes between the Raivet and the Rashba. There is a machlekes between the Raivet and the Rashba, and on one hand, and the Rosh on the other hand. The Raivet and the Rashba, Shiti is that the Vuli Nosei, so Yachishish for Dam Chinut, only the first moment. At the first moment. And the Rosh Shiti is not. We are only cheshish for chimut the last period close to the zman nisui. So naturally, according to the Rosh Shite, so there is no problem altogether. But even the Rashba, who says that the Bu'al Inosei, so we are cheshish for Yisdam, so it doesn't mean that even if there is such a zman merube between the decision to get married and the day of the wedding, so Yachishish, that maybe, in spite of the fact that there is such, it's so remote, that we are Yachishish. So even the Rashbo is made it. Boy shetavu alinosei lachash nimosachidis shezmanu rochi v'inim chederes v'kach. That not. V'yir Rabbi Yisrael, the question is when? So the Rashbo is also made it. That if it's tavu alinosei and she agreed to get married to him 12 months later, so the Zayniki will not be effective if she starts counting it right now. Because if you say even 12 months, so suppose is the will and not say, and she decides to get married him 5 years later, 10 years later, will also say that she only has to count the Zayniki now and not 10 years later. I mean, it's absurd. So the question is when? What do you call Zman Merube? What do you call not Zman Merube? So the Rashbo says it means Shemeinim lo Bishono Shemechinim Tzoch Yachupe Michiromu Sare Basim. When they started to soak the barley for the chuppah, to make the first preparations for the wedding. I mean, in modern context, what would it be? I mean, today, so a wedding is made in a wedding hall. So I suppose when they decide upon the wedding hall and they sign the contract with the caterer, where to make the wedding, that's the equivalent of mechiromu sare basin. I mean, what other criterion is it? So according to, so suppose it's rome sare basin. So according to Rashbo, suppose it's rome sare basin. Let's say a month before the wedding. So then the chashash is that maybe the day when it's rome sare basin, she saw that. And the proper thing is to count, so if she starts counting the 7 days, then, so it's all right. Now, of course, the Roshite is not like that. The Roshite is that, on the contrary, that if we are cheshish, of course, it goes without saying, if it's tavua v'nosei and they agree upon a day that is remote, so then they're not cheshish, that maybe she already saw that. Surely, Saddam, we're not chayshish, but the Rosh, everybody agrees. But if it's not such as man rochik, and if it's already within the approximate period of the wedding, so then according to the Rosh, the chashash is maybe the first minute after it's the rule in Osei, as long as it's within the proximate period of the wedding, in other words, after the preparations, the planning has already started, maybe the riyah is done to place them. So in other words, but according to the Rosh, that's according to the Rashbo and the Raif. According to the Rosh, we are chishish on the contrary. So of course, there is a possibility that the first moment after the decision to get married, as long as it's already within the proximate period of the wedding, that means after the planning has started, that's the criterion whereby we determine whether it's within the proximate period of the wedding or not. So in other words, today it means after they already rented, made the contract, signed the contract for the wedding hall, so according to the Rashbo and the Raivet, so the Zayniki can already be counted. According to the Rosh, no. True, that there is a chashash. Maybe she had the riyas done the day when she soaked the bowl. Or today, modern times, so when she signed the contract with the caterer. So there is already a chashash. But every day, the closer it comes to the wedding, the more likely it is that machmas chinut. See, until she starts planning for the wedding, so then the chinut isn't so great that we should be chayshish. Maybe she had a riyas dam. But the moment she started already to plan for the wedding, and the preparation started already, so then the chashash begins. But the Rosh says the chashash begins that day when it's Rome Sare Basinte. But the day after that, so it's even more likely. And if it's already 2 weeks only to the wedding, so the chibut is even greater. So it's even more likely. So in other words, so nachkimine between the Rashbok. Now, I mean, all the shittes are not discussed, are not spelled out, you know, by the two or by the Machaba, the Ramon, not even by the Taz. The Orach Shulchan does discuss it, you see. So there is a big nachkimine. So according to the Rashbok, suppose Istanbul is not saying any spice on it's already so until it's from Israel Basimite, it goes without saying. She is not Rishish for Islam. But it's already from Israel Basimite, and according to the Rashbo, she started to come, the Zion King. But it's already, it's still 6 weeks to the wedding. But it's already from Israel Basimite, 6 weeks, and she started to come, Zion King. And let's say she's counted 7 days, and she went tefillah 5 weeks before the wedding. So it's all right. She doesn't have to count Zayin Nikim again. She doesn't have to count Zayin Nikim, and she doesn't have to make any more bdikas. As long as it's already Rome Sareba Sinte. So that day is the chash. And the day later is not the chash, because even though the chibut, the suspense, is greater, but it's not a new thing. So the Riyas Dam can only take place when there is